Five,
a crowd looks on as four, pitchers of water are prepared three, to be poured off a bridge two, near Munson Medical one, Center. Four. And at that, a new section of Kids Creek is officially born. It's a body of water that has been through some hard times. Due to development over the years, the creek has been redirected into ditches and large underground tubes called culverts. Sarah Uren is program director at the Watershed Center Grand Traverse Bay. She says parts of the creek have been on the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality's impaired waters list.
And so what that means is that there's a certain function of this stream that is not up to water quality standards. And actually why this creek is on the impaired waters list is because it doesn't have a lot of aquatic insects.
In other words, there's not very much fish food. Another issue with the creek is that it's tended to flood. Uren says turning it back to a more natural state should address both those problems.
Not only does it open up a new habitat for fish, but it also creates a floodplain so that when we do have a high flow event for the creek, it can spill out of its banks, and it'll spill out of its banks and it'll reduce some of that flood pressure that happens as the water moves through the creek.
And the creek's new route is actually closer to what it originally was before it was put into culverts underground. Steve Tung, the vice president of facilities for the medical center, says he's excited for what this will mean for the people who live nearby.
So many people have told me, oh, this is when I was a kid, I caught my first trout here. And so it's neat to be part of something that's keeping that heritage alive and maybe even making it better for the future.
Tung thinks the new creek section will also benefit patients, especially those in the future cancer center who will have views overlooking it. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Laura Herberg.